A recent press release received here began, "If you tried, you couldn't make up a story this good." Legally blind kid grows up in a trailer home in rural Maine. A guitar prodigy, he tours with the family band starting at the age of 8, wins competitions, moves to Nashville, records sessions with the likes of Ricky Skaggs, Toby Keith, and Randy Travis, and gets his own recording deal when a demo is left on the voicemail of a label executive. But that is the story of Johnny Hyland, whose debut solo CD has been released on Favored Nations Records. Johnny Hyland is in the studio to expand on that story, and what a pleasure it is to meet you.
Oh, it's nice meeting you. Thanks for having me here.
It's our pleasure. So, how did you discover the guitar?
My dad's father actually played guitar back in the 30s, and his 1939 J45 Gibson was passed on to my dad. And, of course, my dad has trouble playing the radio, let alone a guitar. So the guitar actually got passed on to me. So the guitar became not only a hobby of mine, but I was kind of like Linus with my security blanket. I dragged the guitar everywhere. So my family, it became obvious to them that I was going to make guitar a part of my life.
How did they handle your talent? I mean, were you allowed to do what you want, or did they try to rein you in a little bit?
No, I pretty much did what I wanted as far as the music was concerned. Of course, I had real overprotective parents due to my vision problem. I was born with nystagmus, which is involuntary movement in my eyes, and so I have a hard time focusing on anything.
But you went to high school? What, you were president of the National Honor Society?
Yeah, my dad had a thing with me where he said, "Look, if you don't pay, then you don't play." So he said, "You must keep good grades in school and be real academic." So in order to keep Dad happy, I kept my grades pretty high.
You went to college?
Yes, ma'am. I went 3 years at the University of Southern Maine in Portland.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the fourth year?
Well, actually, I was typing a 52-page term paper on the Civil War one night. I was a history major, actually. Basically, one night I was working on that term paper and kept seeing the reflection of my guitar cases through my computer screen. And I just said, you know what? This is, it's either now or never. Am I in college to please myself or to please my mom and dad and everybody else who thinks college is the appropriate thing to do? And I grew to find that I wanted to really move to Nashville. So turning 21, I made that choice and left second semester of my junior year.
Hmm. Tell us the voicemail story. It's the song, the breakthrough song for you is one that is on this CD, Truth Hurts.
Truth Hurts. Actually, that song is quite an emotional song for me. I fell in love with a girl in high school, actually, and of course, her dad said, "Well, you know, he's a musician. He really wouldn't be right for you to be with," and really didn't allow us to see each other. So, now I live in Nashville. I have a record out. I'm very happy with my life, and soon to be married next April. My fiance and I just bought a home, but Truth Hurts was kind of my way to say, look at me, you could have been with me in Nashville having a great time.
This song, is this the song that was put on the voicemail?
Actually, no. The song that was on the voicemail was Swingin' the Strings. I was rehearsing my band in a studio, Pro Bono Studios in Nashville, and we were getting ready to do a showcase theater in Nashville called the Exit Inn. We were getting ready for that show, and of course, we were just burning it down, having fun with Swingin' the Strings, whereas we'd make it about a 40-minute jam, just cut loose and have fun with it. course, when Mac Wilson, my manager, heard me take off on it, and he said, you know, Steve Vai has just got to hear this song. And so Mac called Steve's number and left it on his answering machine, and according to Mac, he got a call back from Steve, thanking him for melting his answering machine. So. which I thought was just hilarious, because I'm a huge Steve Vai fan, and it just flipped me out that he would like Telecaster playing of that nature.
For people who don't know, and because he was such an integral part of your own career, remind us who Steve Vai is.
Steve Vai is a rock guitar legend who he played with Whitesnake, played with David Lee Roth, and of course Steve's had his own solo career going for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Why is the Telecaster your guitar of choice?
I'm a huge Danny Gatton fan. Once I heard Danny play, basically he's my favorite guitar player of all time. And to know that Danny played one and played as many different styles of music as he did on a Telecaster, that just really threw me for a loop. And of course, the Telecaster is a comfortable guitar to play. So.
Mm. What do you mean comfortable?
It just feels real good. It's a well-balanced guitar. And of course, looking back in the country music tradition, Don Rich, Roy Nichols, everybody, in the country realm has played a Telecaster. And so that seemed like the right thing to do.
There's a tune called Gatton to It.
Yeah.
That's your tribute to Danny Gatton?
It sure is. Even though Danny's not with us any longer, his music will live for many, many, many long time.
You're playing with one of his sidemen.
Yeah, actually Bill Holloman came in the studio with me and it was such an honor to have him in there.
How did Bill Holloman, his sideman, who plays keys and sax, how did he work with you? How did he respond to you? He's someone who worked with Gatton. Did he mm-hmm. give you advice? Did he point you in certain directions?
He basically, really, he kind of got teary-eyed a little bit. He said, it's funny because you have a gold sparkle telly and Danny's telly was gold. He said, your style is so much like his. And he said, I was in the studio with you. And he said, just to look at your hands alone on the fretboard and, actually playing the telly, he said, you reminded me so much of Danny. He said, I had to leave the room. I got choked up.
Really?
And so, it was, the biggest compliment, to hear Bill Holloman speak that way, because he played with Danny for a number of years.
When did you first hear Danny Gatton's music?
I was about 18. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just starting college. I lived with my grandma when I went to school. The funny thing about it is, when I got turned on to Danny, I got so inspired to crank up every bit of music I could find. So my grandma, God love her, is hard of hearing. and of course, I'm hard, I have a hard time seeing. So it's like, see no evil, hear no evil. I even had a full drum kit down in the basement. But it was great because I could turn my guitar amps up and really, really practice.
Yeah.
I spent those years of college buying foot pedals and all the different, different sounds that producers would want. And, of course, I had plenty of time to experiment with them because, God love her, Nanny didn't hear any of it.
Isn't it a bit courageous to do Orange Blossom Special?
Oh, very much so. But I have so much fun doing it live, when you hear me play the song live, I had the Flintstones in it and Rebel Rouser and from Duane Eddy, and I have so much fun with that song live, and people have really, they've been like, you need to go see Johnny Hyland because he ends his show with Orange Blossom Special, and my goodness, what fun he has,
So has your family heard the record?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my family's just, they really can't get over the fact that it's a record that's out and available, you know, in stores around the world for people to get.
I guess your family's not concerned that you should have something else to fall back on now, huh?
Well, you know, it took my dad a long time. My dad was really the one that was really hard on me about the move. He's come around a lot. I think the first time that I headlined at the Grand Ole Opry, I think that's what really changed my dad's way of looking at my career as a whole.
Mm. And that was a dream for you to play that?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It was just totally amazing. You know, I really have to pinch myself every time I think of the wonderful things I've done, you know, in my career. I'm 29 years old, and basically thanks to Mac Wilson and the good Lord above, every dream I've had's already come true. So now I just dare to dream more, you know. It's a labor of love and something I'm real proud of.
Johnny Hyland, his CD called Johnny Hyland, is on Favored Nations Records. Thanks a lot for coming in, and good luck with it.
Hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate you.
You can hear 3 full selections from Johnny Hyland's CD on our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.